Hey, good morning. Trying to watch funny videos online. 6:39. I almost went back in time. Can't do that.
It's Brock and Sunder.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh! It just reminded me. Did you see what DeLorean just released?
No.
Yeah. They're doing it.
Are they releasing a new DeLorean?
It looks sick.
So wait, so is it the old DeLorean?
It's the old DeLorean, the DMC. They're calling it the DMC 12s, I think, or something like that. It's going to be hard to find. I Googled it, but Google up the new DeLorean DMC.
DeLorean DMC 12 new model.
It's basically the same thing, but just slammed. It's sleek looking, and it's not going to be entirely made of stainless steel.
Well, I'm gonna look up this. Maybe we can talk about it in the morning
dump.
That's exciting.
I saw a picture of it. I'm like, whoo. It looks like a...
better than the new Ford Bronco coming out?
Yes. Yeah, yep.
God, they made a turd of that car.
Yeah, they can ruin it. Don't ruin it.
Don't ruin the
nostalgia. You know what? I'm telling you, man, it looks like the old DeLorean, but a little bit more Lambo-ish.
DeLorean's better than the Lambo. Let's be honest. Right.
Well, I mean, it was in Back to the Future, but the old DeLorean also weighed like 10,000 pounds.
It had a tank frame. Yeah. It was insane.
Yeah,
it had tracks on it.
You know, but it's gonna be awesome, man. I was excited.
Well, I'm excited about that. Yeah. I'm going to look more into that. Right now, though, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Street Survivors, the film about the 1977 plane crash that claimed the lives of three members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, had its premiere this last Sunday at the Hollywood Reel Independent Film Festival in Los Angeles. Based on drummer Artemis Pyle's experience that day, he says the film will become a, quote, cult classic. He continued with, quote, it's my story, and I didn't realize it was going to be my story. I thought it was going to be more general, but it was basically focused on what happened to me. I think the movie is going to be a cult classic. There's also humor and sex and drugs and rock and roll the way it was in the 60s and 70s. Street Survivors will hit theaters before home video and soundtrack are released on June 30th. So if you're a fan of Skynyrd, which you should be because it's Skynyrd, brother,
yeah.
That's coming out again June 30th. So I'm excited to see that. Big fan of Lynyrd Skynyrd. There's a really good but really long documentary. It's seriously like 7 hours long, I believe, on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. If you just look up Lynyrd Skynyrd, you'll find it. But it literally talks about the very start of the band till the end. Until now, because really they are still doing stuff, but when they lost the three members there. So there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, big day, 1967. Probably one of the most influential, if not the most influential frontman in grunge, Kurt Cobain of Nirvana, was born in Aberdeen, Washington. There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.